This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I don't know if you're getting this sense, but I feel like we're living right now in kind of the calm before the storm. There are a lot of predictions that I've made over the last few years that have been rather ominous. Predictions like financial collapse, predictions of perhaps power grid failures or social strife. A lot of these predictions, even geopolitical war with, you know, North Korea or China or Russia for that matter, who knows? A lot of predictions that have not yet come to pass. And for many of these, I've said it's impossible to know the timing of them. We just know that events are coalescing toward some kind of tipping point, but we don't know when that tipping point is. I'm getting the sense now, the more ominous predictions are going to happen in a cluster, that there's going to be a trigger point, and it could be financial, it could be geopolitical, it could be even a natural disaster such as a solar flare, you know, taking out the power grid. But whatever it is, my sense now is that we're going to see quite a cluster of problems when this actually takes place. So I want you to be on the lookout for things that might be trigger points or trigger events, because I sense that there's going to be a cascading once things initiate. In other words, there's kind of resistance to anything starting, but once something starts, there's something of a domino effect, I believe, that we're going to witness cascading across many sectors of society. And this domino effect could be, you know, very costly. It could encompass financial collapse. It could encompass social strife and maybe social unrest. It could encompass even cryptocurrencies could be part of this. They might create it, or they might even explode in value if we have a dollar financial collapse. It's hard to know. I mean, the predictions are very difficult to make on some of these things. But I do know, and I think you know as well, that most people are not prepared for anything other than the day-to-day life they already know. And most people are only one paycheck away from having, you know, from being in a financial emergency. Most people are broke. They're literally one paycheck away, which means that if that paycheck gets disrupted for any reason, they are now in a panic or an emergency, financial emergency, maybe a health emergency, and so on. A lot of people are in a pharmaceutical emergency if they miss one prescription refill. This is, and by the way, my learning this kind of shocked me because, of course, I don't take any pharmaceuticals. Just, you know, why would I want to kill myself with chemicals, right? So I don't take any pharmaceuticals at all. I use nutrition to stay healthy, but a lot of people are taking a lot of drugs. And you probably know people who are like this. They're in everybody's family. Everybody's got somebody who's taking, you know, 5 to 10 medications, sometimes more. Well, a lot of these are pain pills for people, you know, depending on their circumstances. Pain pills, you know, it's not just opioids, but others, but people are addicted to these things. And you want to see a society break down and just collapse into chaos very, very quickly, take away the prescription painkillers, you're going to see people going nuts. And break-ins into all the pharmacies will be almost immediate. You're going to see the pharmacies are going to get hit so fast if there's any kind of a breakdown. Everybody's just going to, you know, I mean, all the thieves and so on, not even thieves, but some desperate people, maybe fathers who need insulin for their sons or daughters. Or people that need painkillers for their grandmother or parent or someone, you know, in their family. You're going to see the pharmacies get hit fast. And then when the pharmacies are wiped out, you're going to see the street price of these drugs skyrocket beyond anything imaginable, where you might have to trade like an ounce of gold for a bottle of insulin. You know, a bottle that you can buy today for, I don't know, how much does a bottle of insulin cost? 20 bucks, 15 bucks? I have no idea. But let's say it's 20 bucks. You know, an ounce of gold is like $1,500 to $2,000. I can see a scenario where you have to trade an ounce of gold for a bottle of insulin, or an ounce of gold for a bottle of Vicodin or OxyContin or fentanyl or whatever these other, all these opioid drugs and painkillers. You're going to, you know, people are going to pay top dollar or gold or whatever to get these chemicals because so many people's lives are dependent on them. And so this is going to cause a lot of chaos in society. Oh, man. And I wish I could tell you that the cops are ready for all this, but they're not. I was just hanging out with a bunch of cops who were doing a qualifying shoot. I don't know if you know this, but police, they have to qualify on different weapons all the time. And so I was doing some shooting at a facility and that the cops were coming out to do all their qualifications. So I was hanging out and talking to these guys, and their rifles are crap. I'm not saying the cop, this is not anything against the cops. I totally honor law enforcement, you know, and I was having a good time chatting with all these guys and thanking them for their service to the community and so on. But I got to tell you, their hardware is total crap. And a lot of them don't have sufficient training to be able to shoot straight. And that's no fault of the cops. It's just that they don't have the ability to do the training that I've made a priority for myself. Sometimes they have to buy, I mean, they don't even get ammunition to do training often, or their employer might give them a box of ammo a month. That's 50 rounds a month, which is insane. You know, I'll go through sometimes, you know, 3,000 to 5,000 rounds a month in just keeping my gun skills up while they're shooting 50 rounds a month. You know, who do you think is going to be better? You know, so don't think that cops can magically solve all your problems in a societal breakdown situation. They can't. Even if they can, even if they're total sharpshooters, it doesn't mean that they can solve all the problems, because there's not that many of them versus the hordes of bad guys who are likely to be out there desperately searching for, you know, Vicodin or insulin or fentanyl or whatever. I don't even know all the names of all these opioids. OxyContin, I know, is one. I don't know the others. But all the cops in the world can't stop a crazy mob horde of drug addicted, you know, chemical addicts who are desperate for pain control. You know, some of these people would rather die than not have their pills. So even if cops are there and engaging them with fire, you know, with rounds, you know, it doesn't mean that bullets are going to stop these people or that guns are going to dissuade them. That may not be the case at all. They may still keep coming because they don't, maybe they feel like they don't have anything left to live for. So what's the takeaway from all this? Let me just put it this way. There's someone I know who's a woman who is in her early 60s. And for the first time in her life, she decided to get a concealed carry permit and to become proficient in firearms. And she started out knowing nothing. And she didn't even have the right pistol, and she couldn't shoot very well at first. She has made it a priority for herself to become proficient in firearms. And this is someone who, I believe, never thought that she would ever live in a world where she needed to protect herself with a gun. Now, she has made it a priority, and she carries a gun, and she is getting very proficient. She got her CHL license. She scored like 248 out of 250 on the shooting test, I think. And she's starting to go to shooting competitions. And this is someone who just said to herself, hey, our world is unpredictable. It's a dangerous place. I'm going to get armed. And she goes to church, and she's going to carry her gun at church. You know, she travels. She's going to carry it everywhere. It's legal to carry when she's traveling. And when she's sleeping in her home at night, she's going to have it conveniently located, you know, near the bed, somewhere where she can grab it if there's an intruder, if there's a violent person that's trying to cause her harm or do something, you know, steal from her or harm her family, she's going to be able to defend herself. And I got to say, if this woman can do it, you can do it too. No matter what your age, no matter what your physical stamina, no matter whether you're athletic or not, you can learn how to defend yourself with a firearm. You can do it very effectively, relatively affordably. And this is the time that you need to be doing it. If you're not yet a gun owner, I encourage you to think seriously about becoming one. And more importantly, getting the training, the safety training and the usage training that's necessary to be a proficient user of a firearm. That's even more important than getting a CHL, by the way. And if you're going to get a handgun, I just strongly recommend the Glock 17 or the Glock 19. Both of them fire the 9mm round. Both of them are very accurate. I train on both of them, and they are extremely accurate firearms, easy to disassemble, easy to clean, super reliable. The only time I've ever had one fail is when I was messing with it, swapping out trigger parts, you know, to try to make it a little smoother, and then sometimes the parts aren't working right, but that's on me. That's not on Glock. Glock itself, the Glock company, everything they make works. It works amazingly well. It is genius mechanics. So we are living in a very unpredictable world, a very dangerous world. You live in a country, if you're living in America, where you have a Second Amendment right. I encourage you to exercise that right and exercise it and then defend it, because the government can't come to your rescue. The police are minutes away when seconds matter. You're going to have to defend yourself, probably, one time or another, because our world is becoming insane. There are crazy people everywhere. So be prepared. Get proficient in firearms, even if you're not a, quote, gun person. You don't have to be a gun person to use a gun to defend your life. All you have to be is a life person. Do you enjoy your life? Then you're a life person. So defend your life. And the best tool to do that is a firearm. So keep all that in mind. You can read more on my websites, guns.news and gear.news. We review some gear, optics, some firearms, and so on. Both of those websites are pretty cool. We're going to be adding more information to them. We've hired another gear writer to start focusing more on outdoor gear, survival gear, wilderness, homesteading, home food production, things like that. So enjoy those websites, get yourself a firearm, get yourself a license, find an instructor, get trained, be safe, learn what to do, and be ready to survive the uncertainty that's coming. exclamation mark, you know, this is it. Make a decision now. Even if you're not a guns person, get a gun, learn how to use it, because you may need it. All right, thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for guns.news and gear.news. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store. so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.